Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, I have three folks from the Greater Sitka Arts Council here to talk about the Alaska Day Grind and the Alaska Day Melodrama, all coming up really fast. Let's see, we have Jeff Budd, who is the producer for the Melodrama and the Grind. Welcome, Jeff.
Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning, Ira Snelling. You're the director for the Melodrama. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Sarah Laurie is the director for the Greater Sitka Arts Council. Welcome, everyone.
Good morning, Melissa.
Well, let's see. Let's talk about The Grind, because that's coming up first on October 11th. Jeff, tell us about it.
It will be this is our 20th season for the Sitka Monthly Grind, and this will be the Alaska Day Grind. It's October 11th, like you said. Tickets are at Old Harbor Books, and we typically sell out. We have the last 4 or 5 years, so you're advised to go down there and get your tickets. If you bring a plate of homemade desserts, you can then get reimbursed, but you still need to have a ticket. And it's a pretty full show, this one. I can't remember everybody, I apologize, but Slack Tide will be there, the Sitka School of Dance. There'll be a surprise. Zach Dylan Wass will do something, Hank Moore and his company. Sitkins Can Dance is going to be just a little blurb. And then Cammy, Joshua, and Lauren, and then Michael Boos, a high school student, will be the MC. So it's fun to see some new faces there and have new MCs, and it'll be a good show.
How many years have you been doing the Alaska Day Grind?
Probably a couple. Yeah, we do a bunch. We do typically do themes, so there'll be later on in the year, there'll be a jazz and blues grind, there'll be the fiddle grind, there'll be the singer-songwriter grind, there'll be a grown-up grind again April of next year, and I can't think of all the other themes as well, but yeah, so we're looking forward to this year, and it's pretty neat to have do something for 20 years, and we're still at it.
It is. It is. Well, Ira, let's talk a bit about the Melodrama. That's coming up on the 15th. Jeff, you can talk about that, obviously, as well. Paris of the Pacific, also not the first go-around for this. How many years have you been doing Paris of the Pacific?
This will be the third. Well, technically two.
Well, second year, but we've done it three times.
Yeah.
But two stagings for Alaska Day, right?
Yes.
And then one, what was that, over the summer?
Yeah, in June.
Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about Paris of the Pacific for those who have never attended. What is it, and what's it like?
It's a melodrama taking place during the Alaska's transfer to American ownership, and takes place here in Sitka, the Paris of the Pacific.
Okay, so it's a period piece. It's comedy.
Yep, there's a lot of fun references to Sitka, particularly for today, people watching it today. And it's a lot of fun, and it's a melodrama.
It's family-friendly.
Family-friendly, and...
Yeah, I think young people will like it because Ira's the producer, and he's good at staging active kinds of things. So I think young people will like it because there's lots of motion and action up there on the stage. And there's, of course, a good guy and a bad guy, and the bad guy's bad and the good guy's good. And there's a heroine, and then there's the other cast of characters. And it's over the top, you know, because I don't know. Ira can explain melodrama much better than I.
Well, and there's even more fighting and dancing this year, right?
Yes, a little bit. I try to add more stuff every time that we do it.
So even if you've already seen the production, there's something new for you.
Yes.
But we still are going to ask the audience to sing along with us.
There's audience participation. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Well, they can boo and hiss, but there's a song. And so last time we had it in the program, I don't know if we did it the first time, but last time we had it in the program, we invited the audience to sing along, and it really helps us out.
Well, can you sing a little bit of that song?
The rest of the world is ugly. The rest of the globe is flat. But here the weather is lovely, as long as you wear a hat.
All right. So that's part of the song.
That's a little snippet.
That was great.
Okay. So let's talk about when, where, tickets, all of that sort of thing for the Melodrama.
Be at the Centennial Hall on October 15th.
And
Wednesday,
tickets.
And tickets are $10 for adults and $5 for kids, and it's Old Harbor Books and at the door.
Okay.
And you can go down, like, the Alaska Day Committee's down there. from noon, I think we said, to 6, you can buy tickets then.
Well, Ira, you know, you have been directing this for all of its 3 stagings. Why do you keep on doing it? What draws you to Pirates of the Pacific?
I don't know. it's a lot of fun.
You have a lot of fun doing
it. I have a lot of fun with melodramas.
And he's an excellent director. And one of the original ideas when we started this was, for those that want to get involved in community theater, here's a way to get your foot in the door, see if you like it. It's not maybe quite as much pressure as a full-on production because in the summer one time, Ira saved me. I just froze, and he was right there because he was being the good guy, and I just kind of checked out and couldn't remember my line, but he whispered it to me. So he saved me total public humiliation. So there's room for a little bit of growth and learning there.
And it's only an hour long production, right?
Yep.
So for the folks who are in the production, not too much pressure there either. And for the folks who may be watching it, not too much pressure there either.
True.
Okay, well, that's great. Now, Sarah, you wanted to talk a bit about the artisans market coming up.
Yes, thank you for letting me
save the date.
Yes, save the date. So coming up in December, December 5th and 6th, we have the 13th annual Sitka Artisans Market. I just want to get the dates out there to have in people's head. And then also a couple of changes. It's going to be at Allen Hall this year on the Sitka Fine Arts campus. So that's a change. And then we have some exciting additions. We're going to have a community mural painting project with Kara Jane Murray, who's a local artist here in town. And we're also going to combine the holiday craft party with the artisans market. So some of you out there listening are probably familiar with the holiday craft party. It's an annual event that the Arts Council does, and it's free for everybody of all ages, and we just provide all the supplies, and you get to come and make all kinds of different things, from fish prints to clay pots to, it's just really fun, and it's open to everybody. So that is going to be combined with the market and also at Allen Hall. So
December 5th is the kickoff for the market.
Yes. So it opens at 4:30 on the 5th, and there will be live music on that night and some nibbles and beer and wine. And then, so that's kind of a little more of an adult night out sort of a thing. And then on the Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., is your family friendly? All the vendors are there, and just different fun things going on during the day. So, I welcome everyone to come and check it out.
So mark your calendars.
Yes.
Okay, and Pirates of the Pacific. Let's do one last plug for that. That's happening October 15th. Where? What time?
At the Centennial Hall at 7.
Okay.
Doors open 6:30.
Doors open.
We changed the date. Originally it was the 16th. Don't come on Thursday because you won't be there. Come on the 15th Wednesday.
Yes. Okay. And does that usually sell out as well?
We do okay.
Okay.
There's always room at the Centennial Building.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. But tickets will also be available there. And then the Alaska Day Grind is on the 11th.
Yes, ma'am. Get your tickets early.
Any parting thoughts?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, right. Melissa, for having us.
Thanks so much for joining us. We've been speaking with folks from Greater Sitka Arts Council. Sarah Laurie, the director of the council. Jeff Budd is producing the Pirates of the Pacific and the Alaska Day Monthly Grind. And Ira Snelling is directing Pirates of the Pacific.